All right, we are here. Thank all of you for your questions and all of you for your questions you didn't ask but were answered, because some of you had that. All right, so here's the practicum, all right? Now, it's going to be very tempting for us to do it in terms of a step-by-step or stage-by-stage, and it doesn't work quite that way. But we'd like to discuss, first of all, we'd like to discuss the process briefly, and then we'd like to talk about you, your personal relationship with time, how to heal that. The process of working with time is to recognize that the limitations that you feel about time have to do with what you believe to be true about it. Your reality will always reflect to you what you believe to be true. So therefore, you're always right. So you don't have to go into any great effort to try and convince anyone that you're right, because all you have to do is look at your reality and it'll tell you you're right. You believe that, there are blue people from Mars. Blue people from Mars will show up. But nobody else maybe believe that. So they won't get the experience and they won't believe you. So who cares? You're right. Now, although we make it a very facetious kind of example, most of you don't believe, really sincerely don't believe, that you can choose the future, that reality that you want, and go step right into it. You don't believe it. So what you have to do is process in the meantime. As you process, you'll get closer and closer and closer to the time, or to the opportunity, to the way in which to make that leap, where you leap from one point, pivot point or power point, to another one, where you leap out of time to another place that normally would not be within your sequence, but then you call that now. Your choice. You can step outside of your whole paradigm of reality. If you believed you could step out of this planet and onto another planet. And step right in there, very comfortable, as if you've just been there for a while. You have the opportunity to do anything, go anywhere with time and space. There is no distance. See, space is an illusion too. There really isn't any distance. That's why when you drive someplace, like, for example, Peter's example earlier, you can drive and be in one state of mind and it takes like 50 years, and the other state of mind like 20 seconds. Because even though in your real physical reality you say there's so much distance and it takes so much time to cover so much distance, that's not really true. There's no, time is an illusion, but so is space. If you can believe it, you can shorten the time it takes for you to drive places. But you can't do it if you're afraid. You can't do it if you're on a deadline and stressed. You can only do it when you have a good relationship with time and space, when you're in your power, and when you're present. It's the only time you can do it. But if you can do it, if you can believe it, if you can stay in those three orientations, good relationship with time and space, in your power, in the present, then what you can do is that you can go and play in the past, play in the future, play here, play there, play in other dimensions, whatever it is, and then coalesce it and weave it in whichever way you like so that it functions for you. Okay, so let's look at it on a day-to-day basis, moment by moment. When you wake up in the morning, what motivates you to get out of bed? Do you groan about it? Does it just seem, okay, now's the time, and your body just sits up? Do you rationalize it and convince yourself that you got to get up, and then you get up? Do you jump out of bed, oh, great, another day? How do you get up in the morning? Because the way you set the resonance at the beginning of the day is tempting to hold the rest of the day. If you start your day as victim, it's really kind of hard to get in power through the rest of your day. It's like you just set this mood, right? So what we would suggest, first thing, is to be at peace with your motivation on why you get up and how you get up out of bed. Start your day in your power. Start your day in a friendship with time. Think about, I have a day ahead of me, and there's going to be plenty of time to do everything that I want to do today. There's going to be plenty of time to do things that are important for me today. Now, important here doesn't mean urgent. Important only means valuable. Things that are valuable for me, things that I prioritize today, I will do. I will experience. This will happen. And I will do it with ease, and I'll flow through it, and I refuse to get stressed and resist it. It's going to be effortless. It's going to have a flow and harmony about it. The things that I intend to do today, here they are, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They're all going to go interestingly. They're going to go magically. They're going to go positively. I'm going to be present in my power. I'm going to shine my light as a light being. I'm going to make this work. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to enjoy myself doing everything that I do today. Every single thing I do today. So it's going to be a really good day. And today I'm going to really experience being the master of my reality. I'm going to experience my being in my power. I'm going to remember who I am as much as I can. And I'm also going to stay in choice every moment I can. And I'm going to be able to work with the stuff of time, space. I'm going to work with the flow. I'm going to work with the sparkles of light. Things are going to line up very nicely. I'm going to jump to some things. I'm going to have a good time today. You can choose this. It's not that far off from what reality that most of you already have. It's not far away. It's just a shift in orientation for some of you. And it's not that much sometimes. You see, if you notice it, you don't really struggle like you used to. Do you remember a few years ago? You remember how much more struggle and hardship you had as a general daily rule a few years ago than you do now? If you have more now, it's just a temporary phase. We would be unusual. Because essentially, you have reduced some of those resistances. You have started to think a little more positive. But if you can get it started at the beginning of the day, this makes a big difference. And you can do it while you're still lying in bed. All right. What do you do in your routines that you think you have to do because it's good for you, even though you don't enjoy it? Your diet, your exercise, what is it, you know? Address these things. Address these things as you come to them. Okay, it's time for me to do my 20 minutes of aerobics. Do I really want to do my 20 minutes of aerobics? Am I really motivated to do 20 minutes of aerobics? No. I really rather not. I really rather go and fix some French toast and eat that and have that added to my breakfast. Or I'd really rather, you know, stop by a store and buy a donut on the way to work. I eat this damn healthy breakfast, but I deserve a donut now. All right. So let's say that you come to a place and you have that kind of conflict. Then what you're going to say is, okay, I made a choice to get into an aerobics program of 20 minutes every day, every morning. And the reason I'm doing that is because I want to lose this extra weight. I want to get more in shape so my body will feel better. And I want to get my metabolism up and have some energy for the day. Okay, these are three benefits I see that goes with this 20 minutes of aerobics every day. Do I want to do aerobics now? No, not really. Not really, because it means I'm going to get a little sweaty and that's going to feel uncomfortable, and I wish I didn't have to take a shower. Couldn't I just not take a shower today? Put on a little extra deodorant, maybe a little extra perfume or something, you know. Okay, let me see what I'm going to do about that. Okay, the reason I take a shower is because it's purifying to my body. Water is very cleansing and purifying. And then I'm going to smell better. And actually, after once I take it, you know, my shower or whatever, I do feel better. And it feels good to put on clothes when your body's all nice and clean. Okay, do I want to take that shower now? All right, you understand the process. This is the first part of the process. Is that you look at what you have chosen as the benefits to those things that that you have put into your schedule and agenda to do. Oh, go to work. How's that? All right, go to work. Do I really want to go to work? Nah, I want to lie at home all day. And I really like to work on that novel I have that I've been on the back shelf for 20 years. I'd really like to maybe think about that today. Okay, you chose to go to work because, well, it's nice to have money, because when you have money, you get to live in a comfortable apartment or house. You have pretty things around you, and you have a nice car that you can take you places that you want to go, and you can afford to go to that nice growth workshop with Galexis. Eh? All right. It enables you to go and visit your family on the weekend and take that plane trip. Or you can buy that nice present for your mate. Those kinds of things. All right. Okay. Do I want to go to work? You see, sometimes you'll find whole chains of things. Dependent, well, it's because I don't want to do this. And I don't want to do this because then I'll have to do that. And then if I don't want to do that because then I'll have to do this other thing. And sometimes you'll find chains. But if you go through this and evaluate, why did I choose this in the first place? What's behind that? You're getting your power back even by asking the question. You're in your power. You're assuming that you are the master of ceremonies or mistress of ceremonies. You are the one who's organizing and, in a sense, coordinating your day. You're not just knee-jerk reaction, oh, got to do this, okay, got to do that, okay, got to do the other thing. You're doing things because you think about them, because you choose to do them, because they have benefits that are valuable enough to you for you to prioritize doing them over other things. Once you prioritize that aerobics or whatever it is you choose to do, if you prioritize that and it feels good, and you know it feels good and it feels right, then you're going to say, well, but now I want to go buy that coffee shop and get that donut. Now, why am I choosing that donut? Because it's going to give me a nice, sweet high. I'm going to feel so good for a little while. And then, then I come down afterwards. And I have to have some coffee later on. But the coffee's nice, too. I get to have a coffee break. Okay. And then I can go for a little bit longer without eating. See, now you can get into dysfunctional reasons. You know, it's like even time scarcity can be used dysfunctionally. It can be used as an excuse for things. You know? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have the time for that. Well, BS. If you really wanted to do that, if you would really prioritize that, you have the time for it. You have all the time in the world, all the time you need for your priorities. So figure things out. If you're getting dysfunctional, you'll know. Because if you get dysfunctional, there's downsides to it that then you have to do something else to get them on the upside again. Like the blood sugar crashes or somebody's going to be angry at you, then you're going to have to go and negotiate something new, or you're going to have to do this or that. Or you're going to get a legal paper in the mail or something. So you want to look out the impact of your choices. You want the impact of your choices, the result of your choices, to be positive for you. And not just for you, but in a sense for your environment, for other people. Now this doesn't mean you have to get obsessive. I'm not going to throw a single piece of plastic away. It's all going to be recycled. You know, you don't need to be precisely obsessive, because now that's another agenda. Time doesn't work with obsessiveness very well at all. If you've ever seen or known anybody who's obsessive compulsive, it's the biggest time wasting emotional distortion you can just about have. You do everything 5 times, 6 times, 10 times, and it's still not satisfying. Plus you're angry and upset at everybody else for not upholding the standards you hold. Or that you are failing to hold because you're trying too hard and you're trying it 20 times and it still doesn't work somehow. That's a big time waster. So look at the impact of it. If you have a tendency yourself towards obsessive compulsive, you know, when you leave the house, how many times do you check to make sure the stove is off? Those kinds of things. Then, you know, talk about, well, why do I continue to feel unsafe? Oh, I have a fear reality that while I'm away, my apartment or my house is going to burn down if I don't check. Is it just the one day I don't check, the third time, it might be the day. That's something that the stove blows up and the house is gone when I come back. Do you really think that's going to happen? No, but I'm scared it will happen. And every day that goes by, it could possibly happen more likely because, you know, there's yet another day that it didn't happen. So the odds are. Okay. Anytime you go to odds, stuck in time, scarcity. Odds are based on frequency over time. Odds don't count. If your doctor says, okay, you've got such and such kind of cancer, the odds are you will die in, you know, within 2 years of this. Because 77% of people die in 2 years of this particular kind of cancer. And they think, well, okay, 77% die. So what is left? That's 23% that don't. What happened to them? What do they believe that's different from the 77% who go to the doctor and say, oh, I must be one of the 77%. I'm like everybody else. See, you know you're not like everybody else. You don't fit into statistics. Don't let yourself get freaked out by them. Don't let yourself get freaked out by odds. Don't get yourself freaked out by fears. If you have a fear, if you have a lack of safety and you're terrified or scared of something in your future, then go into your future and fix it. And here's how you do it. Okay, I'm afraid that stove's going to blow up and my house is going to burn down. And I'm going to get this call that the house is on fire. By the time I get home, it'll all be gone. Or I'll just drive back from work and turn the corner and drive down the street and there'll be this pile of ash. Okay, go into the future in your meditation, visualization. see the dark reality that you've just been imagining and which you're in the process of have been creating and placing there as a very, and the more you think about it, the brighter the point of light it is that's out there hovering about your timeline. You haven't put it in yet, but it's hovering there, waiting to be put in. Go to that point. Go to that point and see it. And see how where the present that you are and the future that that is, how it could possibly be linked up. And then say, well, look, what if I felt safe? What if I felt protected? What kind of future would that be? Go back to the present. Okay, I feel safe and protected. Okay, now jump to the future of that, about the same distance away, maybe a year or two or whatever it is. Jump to another future. Okay, here's the future with me being safe. It looks pretty much like my life I live now. It's just a little bit more interesting and it's progressed into some stuff. Oh, okay. Well, I choose that. I choose that. That seems to be right. That seems to be more fun. So I'm going to put a lot more light on that. I'm going to make this point, this crossing point, this pivot point, this event point, I'm going to make it real bright. I'm going to make it really, 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 really bright. Real, real, real bright. Okay, there it is. Real, real bright. Oh, I'm just having a good time. My house is safe and everything's going well and I was able to get around to redecorating the living room like I wanted. Oh, that's really great. I'm putting that in there. Okay, that looks really good. And I feel really safe and I feel happy and content. There we go. That's really good. Nice and bright. Nice and bright. Okay. Now, where's the future I kind of have really kind of expected? Okay, it's this kind of extension of now. Oh, there it is up there. And I see all the lights are pointed along there. Just kind of sense your timeline. All these particles of light just lined up, going to that future up there. Okay, there it is. There's that future. Okay, I'm going to take this future I like. Okay. I'm going to take it over. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to take that future. I'm just kind of like, oh, feel this future. This is the one I kind of expect, the ordinary, average one. And here's this nice one with a redecorated living room, and I feel really good and stuff like that. Okay. All right. Put them together. Now, we just clapped. We put those two together. Then, as soon as that happens, now the two futures have merged, and it's brighter. And it's glowing more brightly. And you look at it, it's in kind of in between the two. It's the way you like to think linearly. It's in between the two futures that you had there. And now watch all the little lights line up. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, they're all lined up. There they are. Okay, now you come back here. I am in the present. And in the present, I'm feeling safe. You know, when you are in the present, really in the present, as much as you can be, did you know that you feel safe there? Just feel it. Just be right now. Be in the present as much as you can. Just feel being with yourself. Just be yourself right now. Here you are. Your conscious awareness is here. Here you are. You're safe. All the unsafe stuff is in the future, isn't it? It's all stuff you've projected in possibilities into the future. You have infinite possibilities to choose. You are the particle of light who's chosen this particular reality that you're in right now. This is your focus. Did you know that every time you have a choice point of power, that you have different options to choose, that there are other realities that split off? Okay, so you've chosen that you're going to feel safe. And this safety that you feel right here in the present is going to be felt in the present and that future when you get there. Okay, so much. So good. All right. Now, now that you are in the present, feeling safe, it's safe out there, and you start moving forward the next day or so, be aware. A part of you put that fear future into your future and lined everything up. That was an option you had. It was a possibility you could have taken. Another part of you is doing that one. Another fragment of you, another reality has been created to follow up and experience that disaster. You see, you want to experience everything as a reality creator. So you just can split right off and go over and create a parallel. This is what you're going to do with the planet, too. It's going to just create a parallel. But just realize there's infinite numbers of these parallels. You know, those of you who believe in the destructions of various planets and felt that, you know, that you were present perhaps when Atlantis was destroyed or whatever. These planets in a parallel or alternate realities are still going on. Atlantis is still there, doing just fine. Other realities, you chose one. It's your power to choose whichever one you want. And your focus, your attention to choose which one of you is going to be in the good one. The really the fun reality. Okay? So, there's the way you line it up. Now, on a typical day, when you get started on this, and you do thinking about everything that goes on the day, yeah, that takes up some time to do your thinking about it, and figuring out, is this your priority? How do you feel about it? I'm in power. This is my choice. I choose to do it. I'm willing to do it now. I'm willing to do it. No resistance. I'm not going to bitch and moan and complain about it. I'm going to do it now. Work that way throughout your day. Maybe the first day you only get so far. Maybe you do three or four things in the day. But keep at it. After a while, you will find yourself doing everything in choice your whole day. Even to the point of switching lights on or flushing the toilet. I'm in choice. Flush the toilet. Everything that you do, in choice. Secondly, as you do that as well, part of the reason that you were resistant is because you were judging yourself or judging other people or judging whatever it was that you had to do. Oh, this is such drudgery. This is so boring. Judge, judge, judge. The people are so blah, blah, blah. They're just so, So then the next step is that once you've got yourself in choice all day, choose to stop judging. Don't judge yourself, even if you do something that you would consider normally stupid. Stop and say, okay, that's really funny. Weird of me to do that. Ha, ha, ha. Laugh. Take it lightly. And they say, well, what motivated me to do that? What was your choice in doing that? Where did you come from? You see, when you do that, you may say, oh, well, you know, all my life, blah, 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 my mother this, my father that, this is the way it was when I was 8, and this is what happened when I was 14. Okay, then turn to your past. Okay, let me go back to age 14. Let me see what the 14-year-old is going through, and let me change that. Let me just do a visualization where I come in and the 14-year-old is all miserable and all upset and all and just bent out of shape. And I'm going to fix him or her. I'm going to fix that reality until it's perfect and they're all happy and they feel all good about themselves and everything is really cozy and they're happy. Just make something up. You know what you wanted at 14, right? So just make it up. Visualize it. Oh, that feels really good. Now, if that were the case at 14, if that had been what had happened at 14, all that wonderful feeling, all that really great feeling. Okay. Two in the timeline from past to present, come back to present, step in present, and be the present that is the result of that, using the past to the present timeline. See everything line up to that new light past. Okay, new context, new way. Feel it all line up. And if that had happened, and that had happened, then that would have happened different. This would have happened, and up to the present. And, oh, I feel so much better. Wow. I don't feel like that's hanging on me anymore. I don't feel like it's dragging me or hanging over me. It's not like one of those like buzzards, you know, flying over, waiting for me to die and coming in for the kill. It's just like, I'm free of it. I'm free. I feel light and free. I feel healed some of whatever that is. All right. So see, you can go and fix your past. I was really very smart. There were these therapists. We don't know which therapist it was. But said the famous statement, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. You can always go back and fix it. Now, there may be reasons that you're attached to that childhood. Damn it, that, you know, I want to be the rebel. I want to be angry. This motivates me to live my life because of what happened to me when I was a child. Oh, it's very useful to you to have suffered. But if you're ready, whenever you're ready, let it go. Go back and do a visualization. Change your childhood. Make it all happy. Take the parents that you had and any ugliness or any strangeness or weirdness of them, or maybe they left you. If they left you or they died or something, you know, bring them back. Make them perfect. Give your previous self the perfect parents, the perfect brother or sister, the perfect life, the perfect happiness. Just visualize it. Step into it. Feel it. That feels really good. Oh, gosh. Feel that in all my cells. Oh, gosh. I can really feel it. Oh, gosh. That feels good. Okay. Come back to the present. Oh, wow. That was a different life. It's so much nicer, so much more fun. I feel so much brighter and bigger. Oh, and light. See, you can do it. It's contextual. It's subjective. You remember we said time is subjective. So when you play with that subjectivity, it creates distinct and change in the present. That's a process. You change the future to what you want it to be. Then you go and change any resistances in the past to what you want it to be. And then you just integrate them into the present. That's essentially a process. Processes are not linear because you may go up to the future and then go into the recent past, then go to the recent future, and then go into the deep past. You jump all over the place on your timeline. And you can create new timelines to the past, timelines to the future. You can create whole new ones. There's going to come a point where you are free enough and you work with time with enough flexibility and magic that you won't really need timelines anymore. But right now, you feel safe with them. It gives you a sense of order, and it protects you against feeling too much chaos in your life. But there's going to come a time when the chaos is going to be more exciting than the order, because it's in the chaos you can create incredible realities. It's in the chaos. It's like a womb, and out of it, you birth something that's never been before. You can't do it out of order. Order is what has been before and will always be. There will be a point at where if you do the process enough and your past keeps changing enough and your future keeps changing enough and you keep jumping back and forth, that at some point you don't have to do that anymore. You just go wherever you want to go. And you bring along what you want to bring along. And you leave behind what you want to leave behind. You can step actually with your full attention, if you change, go back and change some of the choices that you made, you can jump to the results of a parallel reality that you created back there. Because sometimes you made poor choices. So you got the sucky reality, and the other part of you got the really good one. They're successful. They're living in the big mansion on the mountain. They've got the best view. And you're still in this little dinky apartment. Okay, well, go back and make the changes. Change, 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 change. Shift, 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 change, change, change. Change the choices and the decisions and change the beliefs and change it. Go back and play around here and there and here and there, maybe three or four places in your past and so on and so on. And then you'll be able to just kind of, okay, all right, that works. Okay. You step into the reality of living in a really wonderful mansion And within hours, days, weeks, you might be there, depending on what you believe to be true. How fast can you allow it? Your belief is going to really determine it. Some of you are going to be able to heal major illnesses in a moment of time, in within 5 or 10 minutes, by doing some kind of re-choosing. And then there's a new reality, and you step right into it. You're a different person, and everything changes. And this is what will happen as your reality changes, as your whole world then will reflect your change. Now, how do you befriend time? Time you have a relationship with just like any other person, and you want to be able to heal that relationship. You want to heal so that you and time are friends and you're working together. What this means is that if you were to personify time, it's not going to be old father time with a scythe, okay? That's a fear-based, victim-oriented view of time. If you visualize time, time is going to have, most likely, some look of authority about it, because you've given time tremendous power and authority over your life. So you want to visualize time in that way. Now, you've been angry at time, you have fought time, you've resisted time, you were spiteful at time. What do you think time feels about you? If somebody is always like complaining about how you're so bad, or how you're so this and you're so that, and oh gosh, I really, damn it, I just have to, oh, you're just awful. You know, you're just horrible to me. I never have enough time. What a strange codependent relationship. You're needy for time, and at the same time, you just hate it. What's time going to feel about you? It's a dysfunctional relationship, dear ones. Time is going to want to please you, and on the other hand, time is really angry at you and wants to punish you. That's what a person would feel if you were treating it like you were treating time. So meet time. Speak with time. Be present with time. Realize what you've done to judge time. What beliefs you've had that have made your relationship miserable. What you've projected on time. What you've made time to be. Some authority over your life that you resent, that you rebel against, that you will ditz out deliberately or get sick deliberately so you have some time to be in your own space and do what you want to do. Some people who have chronic fatigue are people who have been giver, 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 giver people. They've done everything you can imagine for everybody else. And who's last on the list? Them. Chronic fatigue, all of a sudden, they can't do all this giving for everybody else. And we're not saying this is everybody with chronic fatigue, but this shows up. They are filled with rage. They're angry at having to always, always, always try to fulfill and meet other people's agendas and needs and make them happy, and just so tired of it. So tired of it. So tired. And then they have an excuse. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm just too exhausted. Now they get to play, okay, look what all the stuff I've done for you. You feel guilt coming on? Okay, you see, there's choice there. Reality creation works there too. So be aware. Your motivations are very critical here. Your motivation to meet with time is to heal. So you can tell time how much you've been angry at it, how much you've been hurt, how much you felt controlled, how much resentment you've had. And you can get it off your chest. And then let time speak. Let time tell you what a bear you have been to work with. All these conflicting agendas, all this resistance, you pull all the push-pull, all the crap you pull on them, and all the blame you give them for stuff that you do that they don't deserve, they're tired of taking the rap for you. And you what you want to do then is to forgive time for doing that. And then you're going to remove all the layers of assumptions, beliefs, expectations, images of time, off of time. You're just going to go and pull it off. Pull it off. Just pull them off. Just strip off the layers that you've put on time. Strip off the layers until you get down to what is pure. What is the essence of time? And then you form a new connection. You form a new commitment to work together as partners, as friends. You'll take your judgment off of time. You'll take the blame off of time, the rap off of time. And you'll allow time to manifest stuff for you, to work for you. You'll be able to put your request out and know that it's going in the hopper and time will unfold it and spiral it back to you. That's in a way that is consistent with your beliefs and your willingness and your level of power. And of course, the lack of resistance that you have will determine how fast it can come back too. So with those parameters, you'll just know, okay, I've put it in the works. It's coming. It's coming. You can trust it. You'll build up trust with it. You'll trust that everything that you need will come to you and all the time that you need will be present for you. You'll get to do all the things that are valuable and significant and important for you. And you'll have time to do it. Because you and time will be buddies. Not loving each other, because time is not really a person. But there will be an alliance or a connection or you'll be linked up. You'll be in frequency together. You'll be on a roll together. Free. All right, so what we'd like to do here is take a very short break, 5 minutes, so that if you need to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. If you don't, just stay in your chair. All right, this is not a time to eat. Hopefully you got enough of it in the last break or so. It's a time for you to just sit and prepare yourself. Think about how you want to experience time. If you could free yourself from time, if time was your friend, what would your life be like? How long would you want to live? What projects would you really value? What would you really want to do with yourself? What's your priorities? What's the most important things for you? You may not be able to come up with it. That could be something that you could spend a delightful evening with yourself doing, a pad and a pen and just really going into it. But just, in a sense, to get a taste of it, a touch of it, a feel of it now. And just be present with yourself. Don't socialize for this period of time. If you need to go to the bathroom, as we said, go. But don't socialize, all right? Just kind of be with yourself. And think about these things and prepare yourself. Because there's a gathering of beings coming to work with you. There's all of us, and there are many of us. There are also many of your crew, many of your group that are with you. And many who are watching from other dimensions. Because you are the ones that are creating this great global shift by your very personal actions. All right, so only 5 minutes. Farewell for now.